Gambling News Brief by CasinoReviews.net. Here are today's top stories. Thailand lawmakers close to deliberating casino legalization effort. Thailand's lawmakers are poised to take a significant step towards legalizing casinos in the country. The House of Representatives is scheduled to debate a bill on March 28 that could pave the way for the establishment of integrated resorts, IRs, featuring casino facilities, according to reports from local media outlet The Nation, citing remarks made by Deputy Finance Minister Julapun Amrinvivit. This development comes after a government-appointed committee, comprised of 60 members, conducted a comprehensive study on the feasibility of legalizing casino gambling in Thailand. MGM Resorts reportedly shopping for buyers for two casinos. MGM Resorts International is reportedly exploring the possibility of selling two of its prominent casino properties, Northfield Park Casino in Ohio and MGM Springfield Casino in Massachusetts. The news comes from a reliable source, Bloomberg, which cites individuals familiar with the matter. Northfield Park, situated in Ohio, has long been a fixture in the region's entertainment landscape. The casino, known for its gaming facilities, dining options, and live entertainment, has attracted visitors from near and far. Record March Madness betting causes increase in athlete harassment. March Madness is always unpredictable, but it is expected that betting on this year's tournament will reach new highs. The American Gaming Association has estimated that legal betting will amount to $2.72 billion on both the men's and women's events, and there will be even more bet through unlicensed methods. While this is good for the iGaming industry and fans, the surge in betting brings increased risks, including threats and abuse aimed at student athletes. In the U.S., $120 billion were wagered, generating $11 billion in revenue in 2023. Thai police chief and deputy suspended in shocking gambling probe. Thailand's Prime Minister, Srettha Thavisin, has suspended the country's national police chief and one of his deputies following accusations of the deputy's involvement in an illegal online gambling ring. Torsik Sukvimal, who assumed the top police post in October of last year, and Sirakit Hokparn, one of his deputy chiefs, were temporarily reassigned to inactive roles within the office of the Prime Minister, which directly oversees the police department. Sirakit has faced allegations of participating in illegal online gambling platforms. Fontainebleau files counterclaim against Wynn in employee dispute. Fontainebleau has filed a counterclaim in Clark County District Court against Wynn following accusations from Wynn that Fontainebleau was poaching its employees. The heart of the dispute is Wynn's claim that Fontainebleau encouraged its staff to leave in violation of their non-compete agreements. Fontainebleau maintains that the executives who moved from Wynn did so on their own due to unhappiness with their jobs at Wynn. Fontainebleau compared itself to the theme of renewal in the Eagles song, New Kid in Town, in its response to Wynn's allegations. For a more in-depth look at what is going on in the world of gambling and casinos, be sure to check out the full story articles at CasinoReviews.net.